Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host Andy Goldstein. And we start with the incredibly sad news that the former England, Tottenham and Chelsea striker Jimmy Greaves has sadly passed away at the age of 81. Spurs released a statement which read, "We are extremely saddened to learn of the passing of the great Jimmy Greaves, not just Tottenham Hotspur's record goalscorer, but the finest marksman this country has ever seen." Here, TalkSport's Danny Kelly pays tribute to the legendary striker.
All he wanted to do was put the ball in the back of the net, and he did that better than anybody I've seen.
His skills, I mean, he was Messi-like at times, this way of gliding past people.
Even while talking to people like our dealers, to say, look, you get into these positions and yet you can't score. When Jimmy Greaves got into these positions, he seemed to place the ball just inside the post.
If anybody ever said to Jimmy, how did you get into positions to score all those goals? And he always used to say, I just don't know. It just came naturally.
But the facts and the stats easily amplify those eyewitness testaments. He scored more goals in England's top division than anyone before or since. And he did that despite 6 months spent in Italy, winning Serie A with AC Milan. 357 goals in 516 games. It's a record that will never be broken.
Greaves changing direction so well. Oh, beautiful football. What a great goal.
Greaves hanging back, going to hit it. Oh, what a goal by Jimmy Greaves!
Oh, Greaves! He's done it! Jimmy Greaves! The goal he wanted!
For England, he has a better goal-to-minutes record than any of the greats. Better than Charlton, Lineker, Rooney or Shearer. 44 goals in just 57 internationals, complete with no less than 6 hat-tricks. An injury robbed him of a World Cup winner's medal in 1966.
I just wasn't fit. Jeff Hurst came in, took his chance, and Elf kept it that way. And quite frankly, I think Elf was right to do so. I've always said Elf was right to do so. If you say, was I disappointed I didn't play in the 66 World Cup? Of course I was devastated.
But Jimmy's influence extended far beyond the football pitch. He was a part of a generation of young working-class kids who embodied the swinging 60s and sent the image of a brighter Britain emerging from the grey ashes of the post-war period beaming around the world. And after his playing days ended, Jimmy Greaves became the first ex-player to forge a career in mainstream media, starring on TV for 2 decades. His very public battle with and eventual triumph over alcoholism further added to his national fame.
And as Danny touched on there, after Greaves retired, he went on to become a popular figure, presenting the TV programme Saint and Greavesy, alongside, of course, Ian St John. TalkSport presenters Barry Glendening and Paul Hawksby remembered his career fondly.
Just that relationship, the two guys being core to it, that made it so special. It's funny now, even when I watch, I think we were on the show a little while ago and there was a sort of neck-high tackle in the Boca River Derby and there was the subsequent 22-man brawl, they're all chasing each other around the pitch. And all I can ever hear is Jim saying, you know, oh, it's all kicked off again in Argentina. So it was just, they used to love those clips. They used to trawl those world football clips and find this stuff. And it was just that relationship being at the core of it, and it being such a tremendous show, a must watch.
A little boat trip.
Yeah, why not? Back to the studio. Bagsy, I'm a skipper. This is not what I had in mind saying.
Keep going, man. We've got to get there. Watch that bridge.
I'm trying. Believe me. Help!
It was compelling viewing and must-see television watching him and Saint every Saturday lunchtime. Jimmy Greaves was very much the funny guy. Saint was the straight man. And to be honest, I'm of an age, I'm just under 50. I saw him first and foremost as a TV personality. I didn't see him play football. I wasn't aware of how good he was. He was just this really funny bloke on the television who didn't take himself too seriously. And he seems to have been like that in life as he was in television, and in football as he was in television.
Tottenham and Chelsea fans held a minute's applause for their former striker Jimmy Greaves. The two sides came up against each other in the Premier League, with, of course, the Blues winning by 3-0. We'll hear from Nuno Espirito Santo shortly, but first, here's the victorious manager, Thomas Tuchel.
Spurs showed a good first half performance, full of energy, and we were a bit sloppy. We were not sharp enough, like as a team. We had already individual good performances in the first half, but we lacked energy and we lacked compactness and we lacked the belief to decide 50-50 duels onto our side. And that had to change because we wanted to win, and to win you need to deserve, and with a better performance. And this is what we did. Second half was very, very good, and I'm happy about it.
Is Thomas Tuchel the best manager in the Premier League? And the reason I'm asking that is because Faye mentioned it there.
N'Golo Kanté came on and really changed the game, and Tottenham just did not know how to deal with it.
Brought on N'Golo Kanté, absolutely transformed the game in Chelsea's favour. He made a big, bold decision at half-time in their last game against Aston Villa, when maybe things weren't going their way. They won that game comfortably. He's won the Champions League. Is he the best manager in the Premier League right now?
That's the full-time whistle, and you can hear the boos. And that's from a half-full stadium, because most people have left already.
We were good in the first half because the players worked very hard in the first half. It's not easy to press high on the pitch against such a good opponent. That takes away energy. But we were disappointed. The game changes through the set piece, something that we have to work on and improve.
Being a Spurs fan, I had to be. My dad was a Spurs fan, right? It's a lifetime full of misery for me.
What's the issues then? Is it defence? Is it obviously Son's back today? Harry Kane looks a shadow of himself from last season. And the season before.
He's a CDM today, isn't he, old Harry Kane? We scored 3 goals in 5 games. It's frightening. Harry Kane's literally got...
Is that a little bit concerning in terms of the form? No, listen, we know how much of a good player he is, but it's not like Harry Kane not to have got at least a Premier League goal already. Is it a little bit concerning?
He's got no service. This is the first half today was the first time we've had ball players on the pitch. Yeah, Dele's been deep all season. How can he do anything when he's not getting any service? And then when he comes deep to get the ball, there's no one in behind him apart from Son.
On now to Manchester United, who won 2-1 against West Ham in a dramatic finish at the London Stadium, never in doubt. Jesse Lingard, of course, who was on loan at the Hammers last season, scored the winner, with Mark Noble missing an injury time penalty. I shouldn't laugh, as he just came off the bench to take it. We'll get the take of Moisey shortly. But over now to the United boss, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
West Ham have brought on their specialist kicker, who's Mark Noble. And Mark Noble has played it to the right-hand side of David De Gea, who has made the save!
This is why we play football. That's why we work in football. It's passion. And it looks we're down and out, but David pulled a great save off.
Jesse Lingard got a hero's reception when he came on from the West Ham fans for all he did last year for the club. He's just gone and ended West Ham's unbeaten record.
It's going to be a tough game. You know, we've got a brilliant reception off the fans, you know, when I came on, and I had to do my part, and, you know, in trying to get the victory. It's always hard to come on sub, but you've got to try and, you know, change the game, and in which you did that.
Mark Noble sent on. Maybe this is why players shouldn't be sent on for specific reasons, and he's missed the penalty.
We got a penalty kick, and I've got one of the best penalty takers in the Premier League and also in Europe, so I think if I hadn't made the decision to do it, I would be more annoyed with myself. But it happens in management. You have to make decisions, and this one didn't go right today. He's got a great record, so why would we not? And you know, we've missed a few recently, so I thought that, well, I get the chance to do so, I could bring Mark on.
And in the other match, Brighton beat Leicester by 2-1 at the Amex. What a win that was. Jamie Vardy scored his 150th goal for the Foxes, but it wasn't enough for Brendan Rodgers' men. The Leicester boss wasn't happy with the officials. More on that coming up. But first, this is the Seagulls gaffer, Graham Potter, who for my money is sporting a beard that's a little bit too heavy and needs a trim.
Oh, what a game here as well. It's finished Brighton 2, Leicester 1. Brighton with a fourth win from their opening five matches, and they beat Leicester for the first time in the Premier League.
I've said before, the longer you're with each other, the more you learn, the more you improve, the more you understand what you're trying to do. And then the bit that I think we all have to acknowledge is sometimes you're unlucky and sometimes you're lucky. You do need that in life and in football. But I thought today we earned that because of the quality of our play. I thought we earned to be 2-0 up. We played with real bravery, real togetherness. There wasn't a fear of the opponent, there was a respect. I think when you're competitive like that, you've got a chance.
It wasn't without plenty of controversy, though. The VAR gods very much smiling down on Graham Potter's men this afternoon, it has to be said.
Definitely will score. The ball comes in, Barnes is moving out. Everything's in front of the goalkeeper, he can see it. It's just a great leap, it's a great header, and at no time was he ever blocked from view of the keeper.
Barnes was in between the line of defence and the goal, and in fact he might well have been in the goalkeeper's eye line yet again.
Keeper's, you know, 6'5" or whatever he is, and he'd seen it all the way. It was just a great ball in, it was a great header. So I think today we just never had the luck on our side with those decisions, and ultimately that cost us.
Now, the fallout continues from Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola and his comments about his own fans after they played out a stalemate against Southampton at the Etihad. A near-capacity crowd were there but couldn't help Pep's side get the 3 points. Tony Cascarino has defended the citizens' boss, who calls him that, but Sam Matterface believes Guardiola's comments were wrong.
It does come across a little bit like he is tone deaf, because if you're in touch with your club and your support and you know Manchester City, you know that Manchester City get a little bit of sniping and banter from other clubs about the number of fans that attend matches. I'm not saying he has to be across all the little disputes and details and silly little petty tribal rivalries, but I do think as a football manager, you should never, ever even give a hint of being detached from your fan base. And I think on Wednesday night, he kind of did that.
To me, it was all he was asking was, we need everybody on side here. You know, we need everybody involved at this football club.
Everyone pulling together.
Yeah, sure. Pulling together, which many managers have done, from Bielsa, from Chrissy Wilder. That's all he's asking from my side. I don't see a manager calling out fans of, you know, they don't, or he doesn't understand the price of football. Of course he does.
On now to Danny Kelly and, of course, Andy Goldstein's Trans-Europe Express with the rest of the gang.
We call it Messi Watch because he'll be the centre of all this. And just looking at the photograph just been sent of his face as he passes Maurizio Pochettino, having been substituted, apparently without injury, tells you all you need to know about today's affairs. Although, Andy, first of all, we should make the point that a late, late winner by Icardi for Paris Saint-Germain means at least the manager can say, well, I changed the team and we won the match.
That's right. And I think everyone who, well, most of the people who crammed inside the Parc des Princes tonight went expecting a sub 6 foot Argentinian to score the winning goal. And they got there in the end, didn't they, I suppose? Kylian Mbappe hurt his foot not once, but twice in the game against Club Brugge in the Champions League early in the week, which had been the first time that the three of them played together. And a lot of thinking people out there who wondered how Pochettino would blend that into his preferred style of pressing football, a lot of their fears were realised in that game in Belgium. It was not a good performance by Paris Saint-Germain. And this evening, they got away with it a little bit as well.
That's it. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. I just don't care. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button, something I do care about. I'm back on TalkSport tonight on my show, one of them, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, from 10 p.m. alongside Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.